Hello! Welcome to the Careers for Kids podcast where kids learn careers. This is Maxwell Valencia.
And this is Henry Morrison.
And today, we have Terry Dunn, a fire marshal. Hello, Mr. Dunn. Thank you for spending your time to be on Careers for Kids. We hope we have a great interview. Now let's get started! It's really nice. Now we get to interview you. Like, what if there was, like, out of all the people, we never interviewed someone who would, like, be fired?
Yeah, like in the, not necessarily like the law, but just someone who works in like this category, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm excited that you guys chose me and I'm happy you're here today on this dreary day.
Got cat out in the wind waiting out there.
Tell us what you currently do right now.
So currently I am the fire marshal for the town of Westport. I have been coming up on 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really cool. And
here's
the question.
Yep. So tell us more about your career and how you got to this position.
So I started my career with the fire department as a firefighter and back in 2003. And, you know, I was on the line going to calls on the fire trucks and stuff. And I enjoyed that. But I was going to school at University of New Haven, and I was going for a bachelor's of science for fire investigation. And I always found that to be interesting. And it kind of led me down this career path. So in 2009, how it works there at the fire department, you have to take a promotional test, which is a written test and an interview. And I put my time in and I studied really hard and I came out number one. So back in September of 2009, I got promoted to a fire inspector, which does fire inspections out in the public and fire investigations. And then I did that until 2022, and then I was luckily appointed fire marshal back in June of 22. Mm-hmm. And here we are today.
Like,
sweet.
That working hard can lead to great outcomes.
It just pays off in the end.
It does, and education and putting your time in and studying and doing well does pay off. So,
yeah.
I'm living testament to that.
And what part of your job do you enjoy the most and dislike the most?
So the part I like the most is making the town of Westport a safer place for not only those who reside here, but all those who work and visit on a daily basis. You know, and we do that through fire inspections of all the buildings to make sure that they're safe and that people can get out if they have to. And I guess the most interesting aspect of my job is fire investigations, because it's a scientific process, right? And you have to piece together fires, and more specifically like arson fires. They're criminal. There's a criminal aspect to it. You know, it's a crime to start a fire, and they're the most difficult to prove because we're actually destroying evidence. So when we go in, we don't always have a lot to look at. We have to piece it all back together and use a scientific method to put it back together to come to a hypothesis and a conclusion ultimately. The part I like least, sometimes dealing with the public is not always the most easiest thing. You know, when we go out and do a fire inspection, sometimes we have to chase people down to fix things. You know, these things in the long run are very important. They're life safety issues, and not everybody sees that aspect.
Yeah.
They just see that we're kind of costing them money. Yeah, and in our line of work, we kind of look at, you know, the worst that can happen, and we try and prevent that. And, you know, that's a big idea. Yes. Luckily, we've, you know, the town of Westport here, we've been knocking wood. We have a pretty safe town here, so we are very diligent on fire prevention.
Yeah, very safe town.
Yeah, there's some other towns right here.
Yeah, I mean, even like, go a little southwest, you know, New York City's. I mean, they have pretty good, like, you know, like police, fire department, stuff like that, because it's like a huge city, but like, definitely not as safe as here.
No, and New York City's had a influx of fatal fires since January 1st. And there's a lot of different reasons why, and a lot of them, you know, hopefully the codes will evolve and change to make it safer. So.
And also, if you go, like, a bit, like, northeast, you can use it on the fence, also, and there's a
been Connecticut here since January 1st. We've had somewhere in the area of 17, maybe 18 now, fire deaths. So
wasn't there like a wildfire going around like the Lyme area?
There might have been. You know, and right now we're in that time where there's a lot of dead, new growth has not taken place yet. So there's a lot of dead vegetation on the ground from the fall and stuff, and that tends to be very dry.
Mm-hmm.
So the fire danger recently has been high. So people got to be very careful with, you know, campfires and sparklers and such outside. So.
Yeah. So what was this a dream job you imagined yourself doing when you were a kid?
It was. Back when I was a little boy, my grandmother lived across the street from the firehouse. So whenever I went there and she babysat me, I always dragged her across the street. And my favorite part was sitting in the fire truck and going down the pole.
I actually used to, when I lived in Harlem, I actually used to live on the same street as like a firehouse. And they would always let me sit in the fire truck because I was obsessed with that stuff.
Yeah, I was too as a kid. And I just knew my father was a police officer. And I came up from a whole family of police officers. And I deviated and went this route. And it's been very rewarding. And, you know, it was my dream job. And I'm doing what I love to do. So.
You're doing your dream?
It's almost like not even going to work. First baseman for the Yankees, I think are two of my main idols. Yeah, and I was a big sports fan, still am, you know, so.
Did the best in their category. I don't know. I think that's what a lot of people want to do.
So, yeah.
Why did you pick this job, and like, what made you do this? I mean, I know it was your dream job when you were a kid, but like, why was it?
You know, I think the biggest thing is helping others. You know, the fire service, we're putting our life on the line to help others. And I find that very rewarding. And I think that, you know, my counterparts here at the fire station would say the same. You know, it's helping people in time of need. There's something rewarding for us for that. And, you know, it's an exciting career. I'm not stuck behind a desk. Well, as fire marshal, you're kind of stuck behind a desk more than I'm not on the fire truck anymore, so a totally different aspect of the job. But, you know, it's being on the line, being a firefighter is physically demanding and challenging, and, you know, no two calls are the same. You know, so there's like a challenging side to it.
Gotta be too.
And you gotta be on your toes, and I always found that very intriguing. Station, you don't know if it's going to be a medical call, a car accident, you know, we do public service calls, so you never know what call you're going on, or when, you know, you could run 10 calls in a row, back to back, and then you have a little downtime, you know, and in the station, there's plenty of busy work, and we're very big on training, you know, and it's just like sports, so you got to train, otherwise you become rusty on different skills, and there's so many, even when I started 20 years ago, it's evolved. There's so many different aspects now and different tools and between extra car extrications and EMS calls. There's so many different aspects that you need to keep up on.
Yeah, got
to
train
as you go through your careers.
Little thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And what was like the biggest and best highlight of your entire fire career?
I think the biggest highlight of my career was being appointed fire marshal. I never thought I would make it to this position. When I first got to the Westport Fire Department here, it was a very small department, and there's a lot of people here were here for a long time, and it didn't seem to me as a young 21-year-old that I'd have much room to advance or that I'd ever in my career make it this far. But things change, you know, the department changed, and here I am. So definitely the biggest highlight was being appointed fire marshal.
What are the biggest challenges that you think can be solved by our generation that you would want us to solve for you?
One of the biggest challenges to the fire service right now, it's the cancer pandemic. We have lost several members here at, fairly young ages from occupational cancer. We've made a lot of changes on the way we do things and our policies and procedures. So we're becoming more, in tune with the risks that are presented to us, not only, the different things we're breathing in, our gear, our fire gear, and how things are absorbed through our skin. But hopefully someday someone can find a cure for cancer and help prolong our lives so that we could be there for our families.
Yeah. Cancer's like,
I
heard it's like the second most common death in the U.S.
Yeah, and as I say, to help the fire service, even just help our population in general. Yeah. There's so many young people nowadays losing their lives too early to cancer. So.
And you guys save lives.
We do. We do save lives, and then we've lost some people, good firefighters.
Definitely.
At a young age, and they leave behind wives and children. So
Definitely something that needs to be looked on even more. Like,
yeah,
it's just got to be so devastating to just like lose someone. Like one moment they're there, and the other moment they aren't. And it's just like it's just gotta be horrible. Like
and you look at all our technology and everything. Hopefully one day that find a cure.
We can take advantage of those technologies and put them together in a way that we can figure out a cure for cancer. Or maybe something better.
Or better, yes. So to become a fire marshal, like anywhere else, you need to kind of start, at the bottom, so to speak. So you need to, my advice would be to go to school, get your degree, and then the next step would be you have to get emergency medical technician, otherwise known as EMT class, and then you have to take entry level tests to become a firefighter. And when you do your time as a firefighter, you got to prepare prepare for a promotional test and do that. Hopefully promote yourself up the chain, so to speak, until you get to the fire marshal position. That's how I kind of worked my career. It took me, almost 20 years. But like I said, you got to kind of start on the bottom, work your way up, and work hard.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Yep.
Fire marshal, we're speaking with you today. So what is your main life advice for kids listening to the podcast?
So I guess my main advice would be to, do something or find something for your career that you enjoy. As I stated before, I really enjoy what I do. And 20 years has flown by. You blink, and it's like 20 years. I'm not miserable coming to work because I'm doing something I like. So my advice is, find something in life that you enjoy doing for your career. And be an honest person and do your part to make the world a better place. And that's my life motto, and that's how I what I strive to do every day.
So, to whoever's listening, thanks for listening to the hope you enjoyed the episode. See you in the next one. Bye.